With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Donald Trump has scored a record-setting win in the Iowa GOP caucuses.
This has been an incredible experience. The people have been, this is the third time we've won, but this is the biggest win.
Speaking at a campaign victory event last night, the former president said his rivals did well.
I want to congratulate Ron and Nikki for having a good time together. We're all having a good time together. I think they both actually did very well. I really do. I think they both did very well.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis finished second over former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. Frigid temperatures and blistering winds continued to disrupt air travel for a third straight day yesterday. National Weather Service forecaster Mark Shenard says wind chills in parts of the U.S. will be dangerously cold again today.
A large swath of the country seeing wind chills below zero and then even minus 20 to minus 30 this morning. Continuing today, we will start to see some moderation as we go through the week, but certainly still cold out there this morning.
Carriers canceled more than 2,100 flights yesterday. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been released from Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Here's Ed Donahue.
Austin has been in the hospital for 2 weeks to treat complications from prostate cancer surgery. In a statement, the Pentagon says the cancer was treated early and his prognosis is excellent. This was all kept secret from senior Biden administration officials for weeks. A few days ago, President Biden was asked if he still has confidence in Austin.
I do.
The president answered yes when asked if it was a lapse in judgment. A review is underway. While Austin was at Walter Reed, the U.S. launched a series of military strikes late last week on the Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen. Austin will be working from home as he recovers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And this is SRN News. An ongoing battle over religious freedom in Finland, Michael Harrington reports.
In a case that has attracted international attention, the government is trying to punish a Lutheran bishop and a Christian member of parliament for stating that homosexuality is contrary to the will of God. Two lower courts have unanimously ruled in favor of Bishop Wahana Pohola and MP Pavi Rasinen. The government is now appealing the case to the Finnish Supreme Court. The two were accused of violating hate speech laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers are debating whether to forego more than $1 billion in federal K-12 education funding each year. The problem is that money comes with federal requirements that state schools promote the LGBT agenda. At least 20 states, including Tennessee, have approved a ban on boys competing against girls in school sports, but the Biden administration plans to forbid such bans, calling them a violation of Title IX. This is SRN News. A volcano in southwestern Iceland has erupted for the second time in less than a month, sending lava snaking toward a nearby community.
Aerial footage captures the sound of flowing lava reaching the evacuated town of Grindavik. Scientists say the eruption appears to be dying down, but it's too soon to declare the danger over. Later on Monday, a second fissure opened near the edge of town, setting houses on fire. Nature photographer Jeroen van Nieuwenhof says he's shocked the lava's reached this area.
It's a bit of a weird feeling to see a town being destroyed almost in slow motion at this point.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Emergency vehicles rushed to the White House on Monday, only to find out it was a fake 911 call. Fire engines and other vehicles responded to a report that the White House was on fire with somebody trapped inside. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.